Welcome to BFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. We're so encouraged that you've joined us here today that we get to reveal the things, the awesome things the Lord is revealing to us, God's news behind the news, and so much more. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to BFN Radio.
Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and joining with me today is Pat and Chris. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
It is Friday. My goodness. I am so excited. We have such a fantastic program today. And, man, the Lord is good.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you know, I sent out a little text yesterday. I almost got onto the tweet. I put it on Facebook, you know.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're going to have a good day, if you have a good day, you got to decide today, this morning, to make it a good day. You got to just go ahead and make it. Make it a good day. Because good days just don't, you know, just fly out the air. You got to embrace the day. You got to kind of attack the day with faith, with confidence, with the joy of the Lord. I don't care if it's raining. I don't care if it's gloom and doom.
That's right.
Right? Because you got to attack it. You got to attack it. This day is meant to be lived and squozen out for God.
Squozen?
Squozen. You squoze the thing out of there.
I got to look that word up, squoze.
You look it up. Listen, that's the J-I-V, John Inspired version there.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, I mean, listen, some people just let the days drift by. You know, and once today is over with, it's done. You know what I'm saying? It's in the tank. It's finished. Best living that you're going to do is right now. Exactly. Stop living for next week and the next event on a calendar, but live every day purposefully for God. Because let me tell you something. Tomorrow
may never come.
It's written in a fool's calendar.
That's right.
You know, all we have is today. Mm-hmm. I don't have to think about, you know, after some time has gone by and you're like, oh, man. All that time we were together and we didn't do this, or all that time and, gosh, that was missed opportunity here and missed opportunity there. And I got to thinking, you know, God allows people to come into your life sometimes just for seasons. And then, you know, then they're out of your life for a season and they come back in your life for a season. We should enjoy every moment that we have with those that are around us as we're just glorifying God and living for His potential. Because you know what? You never know when a person may not be in your life anymore.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so
we've seen it so many times, right?
We've seen it so many times. So you've got to seize the moment and seize today. The days are ticking. So it's time to take advantage of today.
That's right. Very good.
Chris, Pat, I don't know if you heard about this. But you know, yesterday, Chris, we were talking about a Superman. A Superman on the radio yesterday. I mean, and I thought that, you know, Greg was just joking. You know, I thought he was. I had no idea that on Pat's phone, he actually had a Superman emblem, a picture on the face of his phone. Because I don't know if that's like a vision. I don't know if God, like, you know, because God told Abraham, look at the stars in the sky. Wait a minute.
Let him finish.
Don't you jump in this now. You are the one that were proudly showing the Superman. And I'm thinking, you know, Lord.
Somebody just happened to see it.
He ain't even denying it. I mean, you know, I say, well, maybe this is a vision.
Hold on, I got a good explanation for it. Do you want to hear
please.
It? Do you want to hear
there,
it? Are you done babbling? Are you finished?
Listen, an explanation, I am all ears.
Look, you know, me and my wife, you know, on our anniversary one year, we just happened to pick up these koozies, you know, those little things that keep your soda cold. And the only ones we could find were ones that said Superman and Supergirl.
Oh, wow. The only ones
we could find. Now, okay, and it was like our 10-year
at trade shows, huh? And all like for free, the 10,000.
Dude, we were at Walmart. We were buzzing in, buzzing out. It was our 10-year anniversary. We just went to this place. You know, we were just gonna spend some time together. That's all we could find. And ever since then, it's just been something between she and I that we just kind of joke around with, you know. And she always calls me her hero.
Oh,
so it kind of reminds us of that time, you know, as we reminisce. And it was just, you know, that's something sweet between her and I. Matter of fact, on her, if you look at her phone, she has one of Supergirl on it.
Oh, wow.
So that's what it means. It has nothing to do with anything else. I confess, I'm being transparent here.
I didn't know you had them skills, brother. I mean, is there, I mean, anything
you know,
else you want
to elaborate? I try to
on?
Keep it on the down low, but you know, every now and then I got to bust them out.
Maybe we need to call him Mr. Suave and Smooth on the radio. I don't know. We need to replace Superman. See, the S is not for super. It is for suave. I'll
there
you
go.
That's it.
I guess means you can put it back on your phone.
Yes, I have to put it back. Now, I was so guilt-ridden after all the harassment I got, so I got rid of it.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, don't be ashamed of me, Mr. Suave. I mean, you are her Superman.
That's
I love
right.
that.
That's right. I'm her Superman.
It's wonderful, man.
Well, maybe these girls in Oregon, I don't know if you heard about this, but maybe they were inspired and they were listening to VFN radio. But did you hear about these two teenage girls that lifted a 3,000-pound tractor?
Yes. No, I didn't. I read that yesterday.
How many girls were it?
It's two girls.
Oh, just two.
Teenage girls.
A 14-year-old and a 16-year-old.
Oh, yeah, 14, 16-year-old. Yeah, their dad was on this tractor. And this, we're talking about like this old-looking tractor. We'll probably have a picture available for you on the torch. But this old tractor, you know how they built things like back in the day, like steel, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And this thing apparently just flipped
oh
over while the guy was on it. And it rolled back like on his chest and on his arm. And he's showing like this steering wheel that looks like it's made out of steel. And it's the button of it was just pressing in his chest. And he's hollering and screaming for someone to come help him. And the two daughters run out. And he's like, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm dying here. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
They call 911. And you can hear them, you know, Fox News is reporting this. And they're frantically saying, oh my goodness, I think he's gonna die, you know, this thing is on his chest, send someone out here. And you can hear him in the background just screaming. And finally they couldn't wait any longer.
Mm-hmm.
So these two girls, they begin to lift this 3,000-pound tractor off of their dad.
Oh my gosh.
He's talking and he's saying, you know, you've heard about this before, but you never thought, you know, that it would happen to you, that you would witness it.
Right.
It's amazing.
Unbelievable.
What adrenaline and one of the girls says, she's like, I can feel it. I could feel the weight of it. I mean, I could literally feel as I'm pulling it off of them. But, you know, adrenaline, super strength. But it goes to show you that it's nothing. You know, sometimes people are so afraid of a trial or a situation or circumstances. Let me tell you something. You know, God has deposited so much inside of you as a believer. If you've been abiding, if you've been flowing with God and walking with Him and receiving of Him, there's so much truth on the inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes many believers don't know what's on the inside of them. Not only is the truth inside of them, right, and the Word of God and the voice of the Lord, but God Himself, He takes habitation. Maybe God calling now. Let's
that may
check
be Him. What's He saying?
Oh. That's not him.
Okay.
But check it out. It's maybe, you know, think about it. Mm-hmm. God Himself takes residence inside. If you're a believer, right, you are the temple of God. And it's nothing like adversity, nothing like being in a trial that allows what's on the inside of you to come on out.
That's right.
And they, I mean, their back was against the wall. There was no way. They said, if he's going to live,
all right,
then we've got to get this thing off of him.
Hmm.
And they're supernatural. I mean, who? I can't explain it. I mean, they got the thing off of him.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
But you've heard these stories before.
Yeah.
You know, you've heard stories before. And it's just amazing just to hear that. And I think that we would see more of these situations if we weren't so quick to go to a default setting of asking somebody else to help or calling 911 or calling someone else. But if we call out to God, if we call out to God and find out what God can do in a situation, let me tell you, all things are possible for those who believe. And it's time to believe God for the impossible. It's time to believe God for what he can do. And let him and his strength and his grace arise in your situation. Trust God today and be bold. We'll be right back.
Can a student use Christian music for a talent show at their school? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
A friend of my daughter's tried out for their middle school talent show audition using a Christian song, and she was told she could be in the show, but she would have to choose another song, and I was wondering if that was an infringement of her free speech.
Tracy, it sure is. She's allowed to utilize in a talent show, in a presentation, a song that has religious content, a religious message, or a Christian song. In fact, there's Department of Education guidelines specifically on that point. Christian music is not banned when it's a student selection. They're allowed to make the selection. They could choose to include a Christian song as part of it. So again, as we just did previous call, we're going to get you in touch with our lawyers here at the ACLJ and get some help there. Again, if there's a talent show, the students are allowed to select the material. They cannot be banned simply because the material is religious in content or Christian in its orientation.
For more information about student rights, visit us on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You know, John, I have been so encouraged listening to you and sharing your stories about Elijah and Isaiah and Maya and how you got to spend time with them at one of their baseball games, how encouraged they were with the fact that that you were just simply there. Your presence, just being with them, encouraged them. Tell me about that.
Well, that's cool, man. I can understand what you're saying because I feel that way when I know that God is near me.
Yeah.
You know, when I have a relationship with him and I know that he's present, he's not far away.
Mm-hmm.
He's not too far that is, you know, he can't reach out to me, not too far that his eyes are not always on me. And maybe you are listening today and you wish that you had a father to be in your life, or you wish that somebody was there to watch you. I want to tell you that you're not alone. Many of us have experienced the same things in our lives, and we wanted to know more about God ourselves.
Yeah.
But it was a journey. We were all on a journey. Isn't that right, Steve?
Absolutely.
And that journey brought us to a point where, you know what? I want to meet the Father.
That's right.
I want to meet Father God. And so some of us have shared our stories. You know, a lot of it's not pretty, but what is? But what it truly is, it's real.
Mm.
And if you're looking for a story, a real life story that would help encourage you, I want to ask you to find out more at meetmyfather.org, where real people have gone through real things to find the real Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. Steve, Pat, I got to tell you, I've had two experiences when it comes to reading the Bible. I've read the Bible before, and it was like a dictionary.
Yeah.
Didn't make any sense.
Right.
Couldn't understand it.
Right.
And after one page, I said, okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've had another experience.
Yeah.
And that's when I spent time abiding with God.
Big difference.
That the Bible literally has come alive.
Mm-hmm.
That which with each word as I read, each verse, I just sense God's presence with me.
Mm-hmm.
I sense that he's speaking to me. And I find that his word gives me direction. It gives me the light that I need. I tell you, if you've read the Bible before and you're struggling because it just doesn't make sense, maybe you don't know where to start, I want to encourage you to get a plan at iabide.org. It's a plan, a very simple plan. It's going to help you to have an abiding relationship. What does that mean? That means that you're going to find a set time, a set place where you're just not going to try to study the Bible because you can't study the Bible. It's not a tutorial.
Mm.
It's not a textbook. It's a living book that comes with the author. You're going to have an opportunity to sit and engage God, and he's going to engage you. iabide.org, where you can learn to hear the voice of God.
You know, John, a lot of conversations I've had with people, you know, people are expressing a lot of hardship and difficulties bringing up family, you know, bringing up fathers, you know, and families are really going through a lot of hardship right now, and it's difficult. It's hard being family. And, you know, personally, that's where I was as well. And when I got introduced to the VFN family, it totally encountered me in a new way. And Jesus Christ used the VFN family to just display his love and, you know, the power of his presence through the VFN family to just draw me to himself. And I just want to encourage you that if you've grown up and you just had a lot of hardships, a lot of difficulties, a lot of pains, and family's been difficult to you, I just want to encourage you that, you know, the VFN family, we're just centered around Jesus Christ and just trying to love other people, love God, and just lead others to do the same. I just want to encourage you, check out VFNfamily.org.
Welcome back to VFN Radio's first hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and me joining this morning, the producer of VFN Radio program, Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos. Thank you guys for catching the, this, like, I just, you know, I just had this beautiful breakfast this morning. I just didn't want to pass it up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I thought it was something important.
It was very important. It was important because Donna had fixed this wonderful meal last night. All of our kosher friends, please forgive me, but it was a pork chop. And I just cut it in half, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I knew that the other half was coming. They say if you eat protein in the morning, mm-hmm. that it carries you throughout the day. I mean, that's what Superman says. You know what I'm saying?
We did get an explanation.
Did we?
On Superman this morning. And you might want to the first hour. Mr. Suave came out, and there is an explanation. There is an explanation.
Well, you had 24 hours to create it, so I think...
Oh, my goodness.
No, I don't know. I mean, I was too busy, you know, with mushrooms.
Chowing on that pork chop.
Yeah, like mushrooms and the sauce on it. It was just so good.
You didn't bring any back for us?
Nothing.
It cut it in half last night. That was a big deal, you know. Right. And then the snap peas, those snow peas, cold, right, fresh out of the refrigerator. You just, instead of eating French fries. I'm trying to eat healthy here.
Hey,
give me a break. You know, you see, you are walking around like Superman.
Pork chop healthy, I see.
I'm trying to get this video somebody put on their Facebook. Actually, it's John Wright. You know, you'll probably, John, you may be listening this morning. But John, I got a chance to take him and some boys to a Next Step Outback, and he was the most hilarious young man. I think they all were funny. I laughed for I think the whole time. John,
like you did yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Too bad we can't play that video. That
oh
was
my
a good
gosh,
video.
That was hilarious.
It was clean, but it was funny.
Yeah.
And, but there's this big trainer with this big walrus. It's this big walrus. I guess we call it walrus.
Walrus?
Yes.
Walrus?
Yeah. It might be over for me, the ability to enunciate anymore. And so she's like having him spin around, you know, in this big fat blob of walrus was there, and obviously, you know, they do tricks.
A real walrus?
Yeah, real. I mean, we're talking about, it must have been about 10 feet long and about, I don't know, 5-10 feet around.
Wow.
So anyway, you know, the normal tricks, right? They stand up, they do different things, but all of a sudden, he put its fins behind its neck. It started doing sit-ups.
Oh, no.
And all I could think about was, well, did this affect your appetite? That looked like me. That looked like me doing sit-ups, you know? I thought, oh, I got to keep that. How do you get that video? But there was another one this particular way. It was a good day for me. I like to laugh, but I hadn't laughed like I laughed when I saw what Eddie from New Jersey had made available.
Oh, my.
Hopefully, we may make this available on the torch because we all need to laugh. I gotta, anyway, so
This lady's obviously sitting there in a studio apartment in New York. It must be because both her shoulders are touching the walls.
Yeah, right.
Her right shoulder's touching the right wall.
Maybe it was my old office.
No, actually, this is a bad studio. Anyway, so then they call it miniature living or something. I don't know what it is. It's just, yeah. And so she's talking about, you know, eating healthy and we're going to make this available. We're going to make this available on the VFN Twitch where you can watch this because I cannot do it justice. But you will laugh so hard. But, you know, I've seen a couple things before because we tried a couple things before about weight management for a good friend of mine. And so I started thinking about the other one, started laughing. Anyway, she's talking about eating, you know, healthy.
Fruits,
you know, you can
fruits,
eat
fruits.
Like,
yeah.
Fruit. Oh, it's, oh my goodness. And so she's like, you know, eat a slice of this fruit or a slice of that fruit. And she holds up this thing. And she says, this is a strawberry. She says, I don't know what kind of strawberry this is, right? But it's good or something. So she takes a bite of it.
All right.
Takes a bite of it. And then she says, She obviously took a bite of the end of it. And then she took a whole nother bite that took the whole, quote, strawberry, green strawberry into her mouth. And it was a pepper. Oh, and oh my God. It's probably the first pepper she's experienced in her entire life.
Yeah.
And it just went on from there. The last half of the video is her screaming for water and Coke and
dying,
gagging. And it was just so funny. Reminds me of my first pepper. My first one was from a place down south called Church's Chicken. I don't know if they have those. They have those up north, Church's Chicken?
No, Church's.
Bojangles?
No, Church's Chicken.
Yeah, Bojangles? I had my first Bojangles in New York.
Yeah, I don't see Bojangles anymore as much as
that's right.
Used to be.
Their yeast, your yeast, they got a little yeast in the leaven, you know, a little leaven. Leaven's the whole lump.
Oh, that's right. That's what you had those biscuits.
Yeah, right.
I was talking to you.
Yeah.
Oh, the biscuits.
It just rose in my stomach. It was bad. And I don't know where I am. What are we talking about?
Peppers?
Chicken. Church's Chicken. First time.
Really? Pepper. Oh, my first pepper. Right. Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
You should have eaten
the pork
chop.
I just had a pork chop just a moment ago. And I had I guess I had a chapped lip or something, and they had these peppers. They would stick them outside the windows at that time. And I just, you know, as a kid, you just touch it to your lip or your tongue. I never made it to my tongue. It touched that piece of your chapped lip.
Oh, man.
I did just like her. I did just like this lady.
Oh,
and
wow.
I didn't put it in my mouth. She just kept on. And I chunked that puppy all the way across a 4-lane highway at that time. I'm like, ow! So, obviously, I'm not like Tracy, who can fix a meal that's so toxic it requires surgical gloves to fix it, but yet she still sticks it in her mouth without gloves in her mouth. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
What they can do. I mean, she can eat some hot stuff.
He's Superman and she's Supergirl. I mean, you have to listen to the first.
Now, Wonder
that's
Woman.
That's all I can say. That's all I can say.
Oh, she's Supergirl. Okay.
That's all I can say.
Oh, I thought she was
you
Wonder Woman.
You have to go
Woman.
Back and listen to it.
Oh, my goodness. I will. I'll listen to the highlights today. Anyway. You know, getting back to content, North Korea, breaking news last night, according to CNN and Fox News, and those are the ones that I saw available, was making the announcement that North Korea has nuclear weapons that can be put on these missiles.
Yeah.
You know, all along, they were thinking, they're just going to shoot a missile, they're all bark and no bite. But it looks like they actually have nuclear weapons. You know, when Hitler was carrying on in his early days, and now we say Hitler and you have all these feelings and emotions and stuff, but back then his name was like Bobby. I mean, it didn't mean anything
all
to anybody.
Right.
I mean, you become that kind of afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Afterwards. And so in the context of that, he was ranting and raving and all that, like, the same way, and nobody paid attention to him. Just the same way as Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, is doing, and nobody's really paying much attention to him. But listen, if you're living right next door to somebody like the president of Iran, or next door to somebody like Hitler, or somebody next door like the young leader of North Korea, who Pat Robinson reported on CBN News that it's really his aunt, his dad's sister, that's really running the country, you know, reportedly, that's what he had said.
All right.
We've never seen that before.
Right.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. When the order is right, the glory will fall. When the order is wrong, all hell breaks loose, right?
That's right. Yeah,
that's
hell breaks loose. And so, but prophetically, if you missed it yesterday, you got to hear the prophetic word, I believe it was this week or yesterday, about how Russia, North Korea, and China had made a covenant according to this prophetic vision by Dmitry Duterman's grandson, Michael, who's in Romania today. And it's coming to pass. I mean, it's coming to pass right now. And China, as we speak, this week, because this is, you know, what is the currency? You know, it's I knew a lot of stuff at one time, but now it's just for some the currency. The dollar is the IMF fund, but it is the exchange mechanism that every country has to exchange their money for the American dollar to be able to buy oil. That's been the standard. The dollar's been the standard because we came out so powerful out of World War II. We were the dominant nation in the world. And up until, you know, the 60s and 70s, when they began to figure out a way to take us down with a seed called Woodrow seed, is I mean, no matter what, we could always print our own money. We could always print our own money and
no issues.
There's no issues because they had to convert to our money. Well, guess what? What everybody said would never happen, happened this week. And by the way, and as it happened, I think America just kind of went, what's on TV tonight? What, isn't there a movie playing? You know, did you see that new PS whatever game going out? It's like, we just lost the currency thing right here from China, who owns a lot of our debt. And they're now exchanging money with Australia, the Australian dollar. This week, China is shifting their currency, reportedly, according to The Blaze news, that they shifted their currency this week to begin to trade with Australia. Well, of course, I saw Australia stand up and their public relations said, this is early announcement, but as of tomorrow, we'll be doing business with China and they'll be exchanging their money with by the way, the Australian dollar is not the American dollar, just to let you know. I know that we're kind of narcissistic and it's all about us in America, although we're only what, less than 5% of the world's population, but sometimes 90% of its pride, that that's a huge shift.
Huge.
I mean, I don't know where they are in the size of their economy, but the population wise was 1.4 billion people. There's only what, they're more than one sixth of the world's population. They demand so many resources that they're going to other nations and buying off land and doing business with people just so they can farm some produce and food to feed their people. And they just shifted from the dollar. Shifted from the dollar, which means if they get settled in that, they could just call in the debt.
Well, not only that, but the state of Arizona just passed a law making gold and silver legal tender. It's like,
What a concept.
Interesting.
Yeah, the president came out in 1929, you know, 24 hours before the economy crashed and the Great Depression happened. He says, I just want to let you know, everything is fine.
Wow.
Yeah, it makes you think of the guy in Iraq during the Iraq War, the PR guy for Hussein. Remember him? He's standing there behind this podium and a curtain behind him.
Probably
in a closet somewhere. And, you know, they were just being blown up and things are flying everywhere. And it's like, we are defeating them. We've defeated the Americans, the tyrannical America. We defeated them. It's like, well, we're watching the war on CNN right now. And it looks like, I think you're about to be blown up. And, and of course, what's interesting was, this is what Hussein told him. He said, listen, Mr. PR man, Minister of Public Relations, you do this, I'll be right behind you. I'm behind you all the way. He was so far behind him, he was in a foxhole in some area of the land that it took soldiers forever to find a man hiding in a foxhole.
Hole in the ground. Yeah.
And by the way, God said this is what would happen through Kim Clement. There was a prophecy given by Kim Clement, a prophetic man, that said that he will be hunted like a fox, and they'll find him like a fox in a hole.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, by the way, so you can actually find that probably on Kim Clement's website for his ministry. Mm. And that's K-L-E-M-E-N-T, Kim Clement. And wow. God, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't know God, or if somebody sold you a bill of goods that God doesn't speak, you know, that's why you're nervous. But listen, God speaks. And he will begin to let us know in advance what's going to happen. It'll encourage you at times. Other times, it'll just bring the fear of God over you, and you'll see what's going to be happening. And either way, you know that God's communicating with you. He's sharing his secrets with you. He's letting you know. Jesus says, I shared everything with you. Mm-hmm. That's why you're a friend. Mm-hmm. He shares. God created you for a purpose and for a relationship. He knows everything. Hmm. But imagine this. You're all alone. You don't have any relationships, but yeah, you're awesome. And you do this great, wonderful thing. And you just think, but there's something about going and sitting with somebody who have a relationship with and sharing what just happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, it didn't mean it didn't happen, but there's something so cool about it brings to fruition the greater part of sharing about what just happened. Mm-hmm. And what God did, God created man to have a relationship with us. Mm-hmm. And he wants to share. I mean, he already knows everything from the beginning to the end. He exists outside of time. But he desired to have a relationship with you. Well, listen, if somebody convinced you that he doesn't even speak, how heartbreaking is that when somebody told you that the one who designed you and created you in his likeness and his image wants to have a relationship with you, but they told you that he is, and the word dumb means you can't talk, but that God doesn't have a voice, you know, deaf and dumb, mm-hmm. you know, can't hear, can't talk. And that's a devil.
Yeah.
That's deaf and dumb spirit, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because God does speak, and he wants to speak. He wants to tell you about your marriage. He wants to tell you about your family. I mean, when we were raising kids, he told us everything.
Mm.
And after a while, you're like, I don't think I want to know anything else at this point. Well, I'm just going to trust you, Lord, through the whole process. Mm-hmm. But he lets you know. If you're a single parent and you're struggling, you're thinking, how can I do this thing? You're single because you choose to be single. Because I'm not talking about marrying somebody. You know, marriage is not the answer. The answer is being a loyal bride to Christ and allowing the Lord to help you. He will deal with your children. He will deal with your boss. He will touch your income to be what it needs to be. I'm talking from proof positive personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
And he can deal. I know one particular parent that was struggling. You know, he says that, you know, obviously we read about it, that Satan rebelled against God.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know a lot of details about that or how old he was. But as I always say, he probably was a teenager. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so hard coming up as a teenager. You're trying to find your own. You're trying to break, you know, all that kind of stuff. But so it's common. So in the context of that, there's one particular man that he's just having a real difficult time with his stepson. And his stepson had experienced a significant loss of his father, who died in an accident where a tractor, his dad was working on a tractor, and he was up under it, and it fell on his chest, and it killed his dad, which is a lot of issues in that. Where you're losing your dad that way. And then his mother marries a good man, godly man, and so they're raising their kids together, his, mine, and ours type thing. And by the time you hit the teenage years, you have a typical teenager going through things, but you had that too.
Mm.
And so the particular boy was just, you know, prideful and self-focused and probably unusual. Is that unusual for a teenager? They're like the sun, and everything just kind of rotates around them. The whole universe is kind of we're just planets that kind of revolve around. And so he just trusted God. And of course, he thought he was just this good looking young man or something like that. And so God had him somehow fall face first into poison ivy. Face first into poison ivy. And after about, I don't know, 3 months of scratching his boils by the dump with potash. Job said, his son just got humbled. I mean, think about it. You don't do this as a parent, but let me tell you something. I mean, God has a way of humbling us all, doesn't he?
He sure does.
Yeah, he does.
Oh man. If you're concerned that you're walking too much in pride, your prayer today should be, Lord, humble me.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody want to pray that prayer today?
I'm good.
Lord, you're good.
See?
Yeah, that's how much we believe in that is that reality, right? Dear God, right. I trust in you.
Total
dependence. The finished work of the cross, Lord. I just trust in you. But think about it, that China now, who owns the majority of our debt, is trading with the Australian dollar this week, and they were replacing as much of their currencies they could with gold. And the
Russians are buying a ton of gold too.
Yes, they're buying equivalent to the, if you stacked it all up, made it a statue, it would look just like the Statue of Liberty. That's how much gold that they just bought.
Mm.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? That's a lot of gold, isn't it?
That's a lot of gold.
And then, what is the country? Cyprus. Yeah, that's amazing.
I don't know where that came from.
Cyprus, they just dumped 10 tons of gold on the market because of their financial crisis is there. And so you're looking at gold prices going down now. And so a lot of people are going, oh, well, that, you know, hold on. It's about, you're looking, the most valuable thing that you might have is your necklace, you know, once the dollar is not valued anymore. And if you haven't yet gone to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and click on prophecies. And that will take you to different prophecies that God has given us and others. But one the Lord showed me some time back, and now if you heard it now, this is the first time I'm telling you now, you would think, oh, well, yeah. No, this was before all this. And what he showed me, he gave me a vision, and the vision, he showed me all the paper money. Mm. All the paper money being sucked off the face of the earth. It was literally like one big, huge vacuum round hole or something in the heavenlies. Mm-hmm. And it was sucking the paper off of the earth. And so it was like, imagine if it was trash and stuff. It's like paper money's being coming from everywhere, just sucking it, flapping against things. And it sucked up into this one, it looked like a pyramid because it was all sucking into that one area. And then as it was doing this, and you could hear this noise, the whole thing just turned into it flames and it just burned it all.
Wow.
Well, look what's happening.
Yeah.
And this is my statement that I made some time back, just so you know, that there's a digital currency coming, and they're going to replace paper money with a digital currency.
It's happening.
When we get back from this break, you're going to hear about this digital currency called Bitcoin. COIN. Bitcoin worth $1 billion today and on the rise. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back.
You know, John, when I'm listening to the VFN Radio program, I am so encouraged. Mm-hmm. And I listen to it, and you got the first hour, there's that break, you go right. And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm air guitaring during that intro. When it's coming down, all of our VFN Radio listeners, it is okay to air guitar.
No, that's right.
Because as far as I know, I've got that solo mastered, and if you know it, I'm rocking that air guitar. But when that segment's over, I'm like, man, I got to wait until tomorrow to hear the next program. And I'm like, oh, all right, okay. Well, if you haven't heard yet, if you don't know yet, you can listen to a program back to back to back. You can listen to five programs back to back to back and listen to the marathon weekend. You might be listening to the Monday's program or the Tuesday's program, and then you got to wait 24 hours the next one. Well, you can listen to all five programs with no breaks in between. So check out the whole weekend marathon, Saturday, 9 a.m. Central until Monday, 9 a.m. Central, the weekend marathon.
You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, you know, we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan, to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire two-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.
Wow. At VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcast.
You know, being from Detroit, you know, there's a lot of different things that go on, you know, from New Jersey or, you know, down in New Orleans.
Well, they don't have football there, do they?
No, but they do got hockey. They got
hockey.
Check it out. Yeah, they got an app for, like, hockey rules. They got an app on, like, how to make ice. They got an app about, you know, the preseason, the postseason. They got an app about how to watch hockey.
Wow.
Is that designed to make you go to sleep, or what's the purpose of that?
No, that's to what to watch when you can't watch baseball.
Baseball.
Or football. You got to check it out.
But, really?
Did you know there's an app for the VFNTV.com daily radio program?
I didn't know that.
Now, talk to me. That's the app I want.
Yeah, tell me. I mean, even people who do watch hockey got to check this out. Go on iTunes. Go on your Android and type in VFNTV. And you hear all the content. You hear everything that we got going on right now. The daily live VFN radio program. It's like taking VFNTV with you on the go. Check it out. VFNTV.com.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFNTV and the daily radio program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. Welcome back to VFN Radio's first hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John.
Well, breaking news right now, guys. Breaking news. Fox News is reporting that North Carolina A&T College in Greensboro is on lockdown. That's reported a man with a rifle on campus. And the college now is advising everyone to stay locked in, close windows, close doors. There's about 10,000 students and about 2,000 employees that are on this campus. So we want to keep them in prayer. There's not that much news being, you know, spoken of right now. And they're saying that they're going to update and release more information later. But we want to keep them in our prayers. Lord, we just pray right now, God,
yes,
that whoever this man is, Lord, that he would be captured, Lord, and that no life would be lost and no one would be hurt at all.
Yes.
And that this terror would not continue to spread, but that actually a fear of the Lord will come upon the church and the nation so we can just be right with you.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Well, as I was saying right before the break, that the prophetic word was given. The prophetic word was given to me. It was a vision about the paper money being removed and destroyed, and a digital money is going to be coming to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And this is totally outside of what I personally knew as a knowledge. This is something the Lord had spoken to me about. Mm-hmm. And he showed me the money literally being removed, paper money being removed from the earth and being burned up.
Right.
Well, obviously, most of the present younger generation and the next up from that generation say, well, it's just a nuisance anyway. Well, it's a nuisance because we don't understand history, by the way. You know, having your own money, your own currency. Sometimes you have to give up doing business with other countries just so you can have one.
Right.
Not money. I'm talking about a country. And now, of course, they say there really is no nation anymore. There, you know, some of the prognosticators that there needs to be a one world currency. And it, you know, specifically, this money that's out now, it's called the Bitcoin. That's BITCOIN. And you can, it's actually, you can find out more about it at bitcom.org. And it's kind of, I'm still trying to figure it out myself. But presently, right now, reportedly yesterday, it's reported that its value, its value is $1 billion. Now realize when others are losing their confidence in their present currencies, like obviously, we're noticing people, you know, as Arizona, as you were talking about, John, you know, where they're saying, listen, gold and silver now is a currency that we're going to use again, which really was the original concept. Sure. And the dollar was originally backed up, had a gold standard, I believe, all the way up to 1973.
Mm-hmm.
There's an interesting that the year that our government listened to the voice of darkness and made legal the killing of innocent children, Roe versus Wade, that was the very same year we lost our gold standard.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing? The very same year we lost our gold standard in 1973, that is the year they passed, well, they just said, the Supreme Court said, that a woman has a right to end the life of her child in the womb.
Mm.
And if you missed yesterday, you got to catch the segment. What's the segment called if they go back and listen to it on highlights?
It is called Florida Legislators Interview Planned Parenthood on What They Would Do with a Botched Abortion.
From the 60s to today, here we are, and watching a representative of the Planned Parenthood try to explain what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
People say, well, that's just, how could that apply to our money and our economy and our nation? It's the same year we let go of the gold standard. What that meant was, the gold standard meant this, based on my understanding, is that if you had a dollar in your hand, you had a dollar's worth of gold in your hand.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if gold went up, your dollar went up. If gold went down, your dollar went down. But you know what? You could always exchange your dollar for a dollar's worth of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And now, it takes, standard's not here anymore. But once we got rid of our standards about human life in 1973, God allowed for us to lose our standard for our own money, our own currency, and touch the hearts of our leaders to be able to do that. And that's when they start all these things that's happened now that's brought these crashes down to our economy, and then God's fixing to remove the money. But I just wanted to talk to you about this Bitcoin currency, because obviously it's reported by The Blaze that it's worth $1 billion and rising. It's a virtual international economy with no ties to any nation whatsoever. Kind of sounds like our president's speech in Israel, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm from nowhere, you know? I'm no, you're from America. You're our president. Remember the plane that flew you in? It's like,
right.
And he just says, you know, I can relate. I'm from nowhere and from everywhere. And I'm like, no, go back and look at the plane that flew you there, even though you did get a car from Jordan. And so the understanding this, that this economy, because this is whoever controls the money controls the vision. They don't control God. But I'm talking about the earthly things here. And so what happens is that now you're going to start seeing evolve a currency, because you think about it. Say, for example, that somebody that doesn't know God exists, mm-hmm. and all they know is logic, all they know is knowledge, all they know is, hey, I got to have more people to buy my widgets if I open my market up to the world.
Sure.
You know, and so anybody can make money that way, you know. And this exchanging our money for the dollar, this is just for the birds. Why don't we just get one currency that we can just trade in that currency?
Mm-hmm.
And it might as well be, I mean, obviously. And this Constitution is really getting in the way. This thing in America is just getting in the way, because it's keeping us, everybody in that country called America, they all, every individual has constitutional rights, and we cannot do this unless we take away this change, transform this Constitution, so that we can blend them in with no borders, as Soros would say. We don't just need borders. You don't have these borders. And so, and here we are. It's unfolding. And you, from a logical standpoint, somebody who doesn't know God, I could totally get it. I'll totally get it. But you know, with one world economy, you're going to need one world authority to be able to look over that economy, and you're going to need one world government to look over that authority, and then you're going to have to put enforcement on top of all that, and then you're going to have to take in all the forms of communication, you know, like the World Postal Service, internet, up under that government, because there's bad guys out there. We got to protect you from these bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. And all of a sudden, you know, if you don't know God, I mean, people are just going to, and even the ones who profess to know God, and according to George Barna, 81% or whatever is not even reading their Bible. So they may know a God they don't follow, you know, in the context of that, or profess to know him. But they literally, somebody says, well, you know, hey, I accept, think about that word, I accept this vision for the world. Hmm. Somebody says, that's what they're saying. Somebody says, I accept this vision for the world. I don't know what the currency will be called. Right now it's called Bitcoin, with one particular, it's been around since 2009, but now that everything's crashing, it's rising.
Right.
That's good, because I mean, even us at VFM Radio, we thank God for our journey of learning, you know, as we're learning how and growing in wisdom and apologizing for previous broadcasts. You know, we are learning in this whole thing. But, you know, now they've developed a, you know, things like encrypted wallets and things that you can do transactions on your phones, and you pay people back and forth with this currency. And but let me tell you something about it. For those that are God's people, not gods, but possessive, that you, God, you are the son and daughter of God, a son and daughter of God.
Mm-hmm.
For Christians, that Jesus is the Lord of your life. Let me tell you something. Prophecy, again, is history in advance. So let me tell you about, I think we're walking into history, which is now present. I think about the Revelation. I think about Revelation chapter 13, Revelation chapter 13, verse 15 through 18. This is what it said. The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, image now, so that the image could speak. Image could speak. Technology today speaks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I've spoken to it. Have you spoken to it?
Yeah.
It didn't get it right. I just want you to know, I plainly said one thing and it said something totally different. So this is my record. That is not what I said. There was somebody back there just typed that in and just shot it to me and made it look that way. But, and so the image, and we're talking about image, we're not talking about human beings here, right? It's like it breathes life into this image.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on to say, and causes all who refuse to worship the image to be killed.
Mm.
It also forces all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark. an implant maybe, a cell phone maybe, receive a mark on their hands or forehead so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark. Come and be with us in the extra hour. I'm going to finish this conversation in the extra hour. Listen, we are living in those days. I don't care what anybody says. The Bitcoin is just there. The paper money is crashing. Russia and North Korea and China are partnering up. Everybody's buying into the whole thing. And now they're not even trading with the American dollar, the Australian dollar. Listen up, Christians. Listen up. We have a conversation keeping it light.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at BFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at BFNTV.com. You're listening to BFN Radio. For those that are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.